Welcome to the Northern Affinity Video Podcast. During this session, we will be having an unedited discussion with an expert. And what I'll be planning to do is, during our discussion, get them to teach me something. Teach me about something that's of interest, but also they are an expert in. I'm Michael Edwards, and I'm the founder of the Northern Affinity. And I will tap into our wonderful community to bring you along on my drive for self-improvement and my desire to learn. So please connect with me on various social media platforms, whether it's LinkedIn or Instagram or Twitter. And I'd love to hear from you what subjects you'd like to learn more about, or what subjects you think it'd be good for me to learn about. So please, you know, get in contact and let me know. All the details will be in the show notes, and you can send me an email or contact me by the various platforms. I really hope you enjoy the show. So welcome to the latest edition of the Northern Affinity Podcast. I'm delighted to say that I'm joined by Leslie. So thank you for joining me, Leslie.
Hi, thank you. Good morning. And my pleasure to be here with you, Michael.
No, it's great. I'm really looking, this is very kind of quite a different conversation to the ones we've had before. So I'm really, really looking forward to this. And we're going to talk about kind of how people can maybe expand their business, grow their business into Asia. Which is obviously an area of the world that you're an expert in. So do you want to, just before we kind of go into that, just kind of explain, you know, who you are, what you do, that type of thing, who you work for, and that kind of gives a bit of context to our discussion.
Sure. Hello, everyone. I'm Leslie of JC Legal. JC Legal is a law firm in Hong Kong. So we are headquartered there, started in 2018, relatively young and mostly female team. And our work is to empower startups and scale-ups to grow their business globally. So we have expertise in Hong Kong, mainland China and Southeast Asia, particularly in Malaysia. And I'm here in Manchester with offices in Leeds and London of the UK to help raise awareness of UK companies when they try to expand abroad. You know, they can consider Asia Pacific as an economy of growing potential where, you know, they can explore and, you know, leverage a lot of resources to help grow their business. And this is what I'm very excited to talk about.
No, absolutely. And I'm sure for a lot of people, it's really interesting because obviously the landscape has changed, especially if it comes to exporting or expanding into different countries now, obviously in recent years with Brexit and like that, things like that in the UK. So obviously it's kind of changed the whole landscape. So if, you know, if I'm a business, I'm saying, look, I'd quite like to explore the idea of expanding my business to Asia, but I have no idea where to start. What are the kind of things that people should be kind of maybe looking into, or who should they be speaking to start that ball rolling?
Yeah, this is a great, very good question. Usually for someone, you know, from a foreign country to enter a new market. Well, my tip would be that Asia in general is a very diverse, you know, region. So be careful which jurisdiction and which country or which city even you look into, because the cultures and the business practices and the business potential and environment can vary a lot. But I have experience in Hong Kong and Malaysia, two of the, you know, booming economies in Asia. I grew up and I was born in Hong Kong, and I've been on multiple, you know, business trips to Malaysia for work, and I've kind of gotten quite a good sense of how these two places would look like, you know, for businesses who are coming in for the first time. So I would say for a newcomer, it is always good to start with some official sources like government agencies, official authorities or departments where they would be the authoritative, you know, body that can point you to the right organizations or business contacts, you know, or, you know, build your network from there. So for Hong Kong, there are a lot of business organizations and departments that people can look into. For example, the Hong Kong Economic and Trade Office. There is also a UK office back in London. And this is the point of contact that you can reach out to first in the UK, and they will be able to connect you with the rest of the network and departments in Hong Kong. And there's also another office you can look into, the Hong Kong Trade Development Council. where you know they can also bridge you to relevant resources and business opportunities and trade events in Hong Kong. For example, if you are expanding to Malaysia, you can also reach out to the Consulate General as well as the Malaysia Trade Department, MarTrade. They will be able to connect you with some local supplier or partner network. So interestingly, you can also approach, of course, the local departments in Hong Kong, like Invest Hong Kong or Invest Kuala Lumpur. So these are government departments that take responsibility for inward investment. So they will have also a local network of suppliers or business opportunities networks that you can tap into. So I would suggest starting with some government resources or agencies. That's always a good start, and they will be able to lead you to, you know, for example, exhibitions or trade fairs where you can broadcast your service and products to a wider audience.
Well, that makes sense. That's a really great list. Thank you for that. One word you mentioned kind of the start answer was around culture and cultural differences. Now, how important is this for people to try and do as much research and understanding of this as possible? Because as we know, just because your product or service works in the UK doesn't necessarily mean it's going to work exactly the same way in, for example, Hong Kong. Funnily enough, I listened to a podcast about something similar to this yesterday. How important is this for people to understand that and probably look at it in a bit more detail than they would do maybe if they were launching a product or service in the UK?
Yeah, so localizing a product or service is also very important. And I believe for Hong Kong and Malaysia, these are two rather advanced economies. So e-commerce or electronic payments or, you know, technology platforms, these are something that people are very familiar with in these two regions. So if anyone is going to develop a technology business or, you know, expand a software as a service kind of business to these two places, it will not be, you know, a total surprise to people. It will be quite welcomed. And of course, there are also some nuances in terms of culture and business habits and practice that you should, you know, just be a little bit more mindful of. So Hong Kong is basically an international city. You know, a lot of people, you know, do business and conduct, you know, most of their everyday activities in English language. And, you know, there are good exposure to, you know, world brands and, you know, international chains. So in Hong Kong, it is quite, I would say, I think it's quite easy for people from the UK to adapt to, you know, even to settle and live there, you know, for a longer time. A lot of people, a lot of expats have settled in Hong Kong, starting with, you know, no idea what it is, but then they just fell in love with the city once they arrived. So, I think in terms of developing a lifestyle around it, Hong Kong is quite similar to the UK in terms of the internationalization. And for Malaysia, the cultural difference would be it is a multiracial and multicultural country. So just a little bit mindful of, there are different races, and also the Bumiputra, Malaysia, Malays are the majority race, and followed by the Chinese, the Indians, and the other races as well. So there are also some religious or traditional customs that you may, you know, take note of while, you know, building a team there, you know, hiring people, or, you know, just in general looking to expand your business. And also, you know, it's also dealing with people, right, apart from just the commercial side of it. So I would say just be mindful a little bit of the cultural difference of different jurisdictions wherever you want to operate in.
Absolutely. You touched on language there, which I think is obviously it's a really interesting point in terms of, you know, someone like Hong Kong, and please correct me if I'm wrong, but you kind of touched on it there, probably more English is spoken widely there, and probably from a language point of view, it would probably be easier to start with somewhere like Hong Kong than say somewhere like China. That'd be my impression of it. So is it maybe potentially somewhere like Hong Kong is a great kind of first place to start, where it's kind of like it's almost like a step-by-step process, because obviously the language element, and hopefully that wouldn't become as much of a barrier, but it's kind of a first step into the cultural differences, which you would know. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. And so, yeah, your kind of mindset or your assumption of, you know, tapping into mainland China market through Hong Kong is actually what a lot of businesses have been doing. You know, Hong Kong is a good gateway for international businesses to explore, you know, set up their regional hub or headquarters. And then from Hong Kong, from there, you can expand regionally. And I think this is also a very good perspective to put, because the Hong Kong government has also been very supportive of companies, businesses expanding abroad. So there are actually some subsidies, some funding resources in place for Hong Kong small and medium-sized businesses to, you know, get some government subsidy and expand to a lot of, you know, economies in Southeast Asia region and also in a lot of free trade agreement covered jurisdictions. So that includes the UK, actually. So if there is any business who are interested in expanding to Hong Kong or expanding to Asia, and then you can set up a point in Hong Kong, and you can also get government funding from Hong Kong to, you know, kind of expand back to the UK or you know, support your operations in the UK as part of the free trade agreement covered, you know, subsidy. So I think that is very interesting. You know, Hong Kong government really encourages businesses to go abroad and, of course, bring the success of, you know, doing business here everywhere they go.
Absolutely. In terms of, I guess, historically, what type of businesses do we see that successfully have maybe expanded from the UK into, you know, obviously various elements of Asia? Is it kind of just everybody and anybody, or is there particular types of businesses that seem to do well in the area?
Yeah, for Hong Kong, financial and professional services are, you know, have been quite performing well. And in fact, the government has also published a talent list where, you know, they especially welcome people from niche areas of expertise to Hong Kong, and they will actually relax a little bit of the immigration requirements for people to enter Hong Kong and do work. And that includes, you know, lawyers, dispute resolution professionals, marine engineers, you know, in tech and innovation experts, and also data scientists, fintech professionals. So Hong Kong has been, you know, establishing a quite mature, in a quite mature manner, its service economy. So I would say anything about fintech or technology, you know, professional services, these are always in hot demand. And for Malaysia, this economy is very young, a lot of young consumers and digital natives. And so e-commerce is a big, you know, area for this area. And there are a lot of e-commerce big names like Shopee, Lazada, but there are also a lot more room for different, you know, technology solutions or services to support this kind of e-commerce economy, like payments or, you know, fintech. They are also putting forward a lot of incentives to encourage digital and tech businesses. So I would say, digital and tech are very much welcome in Hong Kong and Malaysia.
Yeah, that makes sense. And I guess there's lots of people out there to help if you, you know, decide to go down this route. But I guess it's also good for people to be aware of the potential barriers or issues or problems that they may face when kind of growing into Asia. Is there any kind of a general list of things that you find that is the difficulties for people when they first try to move into a different territory?
Yeah, I would say the kind of difficulties or challenges would be more on, you know, the administrative processes of getting things done. You know, the Hong Kong government, they have been, you know, trying to digitize and make a lot of processes efficient, but then, you know, a lot of people may still find it a little bit frustrating to deal with, you know, the government filings or applications. You know, these are administrative and, you know, mandatory too, you know, in order to get your business, you know, licenses running or, you know, processes running. But then I would say these are not, you know, too big an issue. And for Malaysia, there's also, you know, some a little bit of taking used to get used to a slower pace of doing business and, you know, living in general. So a lot of Hong Kong people, if they are used to the very fast-paced, you know, efficient way of, you know, even traveling from one place to another or, you know, conducting their life, they may find the slower pace of Malaysia a little bit frustrating. But then that's also what makes Malaysia a good place for people to, you know, retire, you know, or spend a holiday in. And this is, you know, definitely, you know, just a different way of doing business and living. And yeah, you can make the best use of both places, or you will.
Yeah, that's great. That makes sense. So my kind of impression would be really important to get the right people on board to support if you decide to go down this route. So I know you touched on it earlier, but the kind of what other type of support would you need, both obviously if you're a UK business in the UK, but also other in, whether it's Hong Kong or Malaysia or China, wherever you are, what type of support would you make sure you need?
Yeah, so usually there are very specific, you know, licenses or regulations governing each line of business or each industry. So it is always a good idea to consult a professional on, you know, whether, for example, your business idea is compliant with the law. For example, a lot of businesses, the entrepreneurs are very, you know, they're visionaries. They come up with a very innovative, unprecedented idea, but then whether this idea is feasible or even, you know, does it, you know, swim across some gray areas of the law or of business, you know, regulations, it is something to be checked with a professional or, you know, regulatory, you know, person, just to make sure everything for your business would start right, you know, and also of course the paperwork and everything is sound. So yeah, I would suggest if anyone has, you know, business idea, something new to develop in a new market, always, you know, consult a trusted professional on, you know, how best to, you know, develop your strategy of launching it, of course, and also building the right team and getting, you know, the basic structure sound and robust. And then that's always half the success of having a good foundation. And yeah, you can expand and of course free your mind from all that, you know, corporate stuff, you know, then you can just do your best in excelling in your business.
Yeah, and obviously I know that kind of your area is focused around kind of legal side of things and legal support. So again, kind of be interesting to know like what types of things you do help potential people with and the things they need to consider when, and obviously the type of help they can get from someone like yourself.
Yeah, we work a lot with startups and small businesses. So there are people who come to us for just an initial quick consultation to inform their next decisions. For example, they can book an online consultation with us to just check in, you know, whether this idea is viable, is business viable, and also compliance with the law. And usually it concerns something about building a marketplace, like an online marketplace where consumers or the public can better match with professionals or people, resources of different areas or of different interests. And this also extends to like telehealth or, you know, other business online marketplace kind of model. And we've advised a lot of these inquiries. And apart from that, there are also startups that would use legal service on an ongoing basis. For example, you know, a fintech startup or, you know, a startup that is receiving incubation support from, you know, something like a Cyberport or the Science Park in Hong Kong, institutions that help startups grow. And we could help them with, you know, developing or drafting their commercial agreements or, you know, hiring people, developing the employees, you know, handbooks, manuals, and of course, advising them on expanding from Hong Kong to other parts of the world as well. We work with, you know, overseas lawyers and overseas professionals to help, you know, businesses onboard other places seamlessly.
Absolutely. Thank you, Leslie. And just kind of final question for me really is if people want to find out more about what you and what your company do, where's kind of the best places to find that out?
Sure. So we are from JC Legal. You can check us out on the website, jcco-hk.com. And we are also very active on social media. You can find us on LinkedIn and Instagram as well. And yeah, and I'm just an email away. You can just look me up on the website and you'll find my contacts. And just if you have any questions, feel free to connect online or connect on LinkedIn. You can always have a chat.
Thank you very much, Leslie. And thank you for your time. And obviously, if anybody is in and around kind of the Manchester area, Leslie will, I'm sure, be about at some of our future events. So you could get across there and obviously meet there. So we'll put all those details in the notes as well for this podcast. So when I release it, I'll put all the kind of links in there for people to have a look, both on the YouTube page and on the podcast recording. That's really, really interesting. Like I said, a very different chat to what we've had before, and I really enjoyed it. I find it really fascinating, and I think it's really good to have this kind of introductory chat when it comes to subjects like this, because every business will have their own requirements and needs, so would need to speak to someone like yourself on an individual basis, wouldn't they?
Yeah, sure. And we're always, our doors are open, you know, we're always open to chat.
Fantastic, Leslie. Thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Michael.
I hope you enjoyed this chat today, and like me, you learned something new from our wonderful expert. So if you'd like to hear from more of our sessions, please subscribe on whatever platform that you get your podcast from to hear more. And also, we'd love to meet you at some point at one of our upcoming events. We, the Northern Affinity hold events all across the north of England, and we'd love to meet new people and have guests along. So please come along and check out our website or all the details in the show notes. Thank you very much for listening, and see you next time.